From the WRD Entertainment Newsroom, Rob Grace in for Gary B. with a look at news. The Arkansas Lottery Commission is weighing what to include in its budget for the coming fiscal year. The commission meets at its downtown office in Little Rock today at 1 p.m. Panel members are to discuss changes proposed in the legislature that would give the lottery more flexibility in its marketing budget and its ability to enter more multi-state games. The commission is also to consider its fiscal 2012 budget. Legislators have already said they want to cut the amount of scholarships awarded with lottery money by 10%. House and Senate members say the lottery drew more applications from university students than expected last year, and the state had to award a greater proportion of the more expensive scholarships. Students at four-year schools got $5,000, and community college students got $2,500. In an internet-era move, lawmakers in Arkansas have given the go-ahead to a bill that would create a website to track spending by most state agencies in real time. The House passed the measure by an 87-6 vote on Tuesday. It would launch an online checkbook for the public to see spending from all state agencies, except for institutions of higher education, which are on a different accounting system. Officials say it would cost $600,000 to set up the site and several hundred thousand dollars each following year to maintain it. The bill would require the site to be up by July 1st of next year. Governor Mike Beebe says he'll support the bill if there's money to pay for it. A Senate panel has backed a pilot program to make insurance coverage for operations to treat the morbidly obese available for state and public school employees. The Senate Insurance and Commerce Committee yesterday advanced legislation that would require health plans for state employees and public school employees to offer this service. Tributes poured in yesterday for Bruce Walker, who died in a fire at his Flying Possum leather shop on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Walker died Monday morning, and quickly, people who knew him during his more than 30 years in business began extending their condolences. Hundreds of people stopped by his storefront near the University of Arkansas campus to leave flowers or other tributes. The death of a man dressed in women's clothing whose body had apparently been dragged under or behind a car is being jointly investigated by the St. Francis County Sheriff's Office and the Forest City Police Department. Authorities said the body of 25-year-old McCall Camaro Tye of Forest City was found just after 5 a.m. Tuesday on Arkansas 334. Lieutenant Larry Hillis of the Sheriff's Office said investigators believe the incident happened outside the city, but the body was found inside. Detective Lieutenant Travis Hill with the Forest City Police Department said a cause of death hadn't been determined, but he confirmed that the body had been dragged several hundred feet. He said the body was taken to the State Medical Examiner's Office in Little Rock for an autopsy. And that's a look at news. I'm Rob Grace.